It's the story, stupid. Welcome to It's the Story Stupid, the Word Drip Podcast. I'm Charles, your host and co-founder of WordTrip.com. We've been voted one of the top 101 websites for writers by Writer's Digest for the last 3 years. We're here to talk books, writing, and the publishing industry. So, let's get started. Welcome to It's the Story Stupid. I recorded this interview with Richard Lowry about a month ago and have not had a chance to actually edit it because after I got done recording, I discovered that I hadn't recorded any of my voice and just his answers, so if the questions sound a little funky, that's why. Richard is the author of Marines in the Garden of Eden, and we'll go ahead and get started with the questions. Richard, you were recently on Book TV, and I just wonder if you could tell us a little bit about how you managed to get there.
No, that was something that was totally by fate. Last summer, almost a year ago, I was driving around in downtown Orlando running errands, and there was this large bus, like a tour bus, that was parked in front of Orlando City Hall that had painted all over the side of it Book TV. And it they had just come out with their mobile television studio, and they go around to book fairs and things like that with it. So I stopped and I was talking to them, and there was one of their producers was there. So I told him about my book, and I stayed in touch with them all this time. And when it was time to release my book, I knew I was going to be doing a speaking engagement in Camp Lejeune. I asked them if they would film that for Book TV, and they agreed.
You had a talk there in front of a group of military people who obviously knew certain things that the labor person wouldn't. How much do you tailor a talk that you give like that to the audience?
Be credible in front of the Marines and yet not overwhelm the listening public with technical detail. Each individual venue is different in how I approach it.
What has been your biggest frustration with the process?
My biggest frustration is the inability to get the media attention that I think that would be helpful. It's very, very difficult to break into the publishing world. And everybody knows that it's difficult to break into the publishing world to get a book published. But then there's a whole nother hurdle that you have to overcome, and that is to get exposure for your book. It doesn't help you to get your books on the bookshelves. You've got to get them sold, and you have to get the word out about your book. So my biggest frustration has been going to traditional media outlets and asking for them to do a book review or a piece on me and my work and being ignored. The Orlando Sentinel, which is my hometown newspaper, refuses to write anything about me or my work.
What did you learn from selling your first book that you then applied to selling the second book, your first book being one that was self-published, this one having gone through a traditional publisher?
You know, there's a whole process involved for marketing your work, and you can't learn that process overnight. So I was extremely fortunate to have my first book come out and go through the hoops of trying to get it sold and into bookstores, and learning that self-published books are not accepted in bookstores because they're non-returnable, learning that nobody's going to write a review in the traditional media on self-published books because there's just so many books out there that they use that as a natural filter to cut down the amount of reading that they have to do. So, you know, I learned that the most important thing that I learned is that if you're serious about writing and you really want to be published and be successful, you have to go through a traditional publishing house.
Now, when in the writing process did you begin to actually sell your book to try and go out and promote it?
The reading audience. That's a very interesting question. Well, we have to go back to the Gulf War Chronicles for that, and I'll tell you a little bit of a story first. When I wrote the Gulf War Chronicles, it took me 11 years to write that book because it was an advocation at the time. And I naively thought that I could write this book, send a manuscript off to a publisher, maybe get one or two rejections, and get picked up by a publisher, and within a few weeks, maybe a month or two, I could see my work on the shelf of every Barnes & Noble in the country. Like I said, that was a naive view of the publishing industry. I quickly learned that that's not how things work. So when I started writing my second book, Marines in the Garden of Eden, it was about the same time that I was learning this about publishing with Gulf War Chronicles. I started selling immediately. And the first thing I had to do was I had to sell my work to a publisher. And before you can do that, you've got to sell your work to an agent. And you have to find an agent and sign with an agent. So I was not even halfway finished with the writing of Marines in the Garden of Eden when I basically stopped my project and I turned 100% of my efforts into first acquiring an agent and then writing a proposal with my agent to help me sign with a world-class publisher. And I was very, very fortunate in finding Mary Pontano of Blanche Gregory Literary Agency. And she helped me put my proposal together and managed to sell it to Berkeley, which is one of the largest publishers in the world. So my sales started almost from the beginning. And then for as far as marketing the book for sales, I've been working at that for over a year now, trying to get as much exposure as I can online, trying to write articles for military websites, trying to recruit help from Marines and other people that I know throughout the country, writing articles for newspapers, trying to sign up radio interviews. I've been doing that for full time now for over a year. And the book just came out in June.
Now, do you view yourself primarily as a writer or a researcher or a historian or a salesman or what combination of those?
You know, it takes a very strange personality to be a successful author and a successful military historian author. You need a very wide range of skills. And I think that my writing skills are fairly decent. So I am a writer. You have to be a writer first, because if you can't put down into words the results of your research, you'll never get anywhere. But the other quality that you must have to be a good military historian and writer is you must be a people person. You must be able to interview people. You need to be able to talk to somebody and get them to confide in you and tell their story to you. So that's another quality that I think that I have, is that I'm good at talking with people. And then you need to be more than 50% marketeer, because you know, there's so many people out there that have written and that are very, very good writers, and they're probably lots better writers than I, but they can't market their work. And if you can't market your work, you can't get it out, and you can't be successful.
What's your long-term goal for your writing?
That's a good question, because I've been sitting contemplating which direction I'm going to head next, and I have really two projects that are in the works that are just at they're in their infancy. I met a gentleman when I was on my book tour last month who is a retired Marine Corps major who earned 4 Purple Hearts and 3 Bronze Stars in Vietnam. And he's trying to pull his memoirs together, but he's not a writer. So I've offered to help him put together a book that will be his life story. So that's one project I'm working on. So that's going to be Vietnam War. So that's a little off what my genre is, but it's still military. And the other one is actually a sequel to Marines in the Garden of Eden. It's the 2nd Marine Regiment in Al Anbar Province in 2005. So it's going to have the stories of what happened at Haditha and all the things that we heard in the news in the last year of what the Marines have been doing out in the wild west of Iraq.
Do you feel that nonfiction is easier to sell than fiction is?
I certainly hope fiction's easier, because it's really tough selling nonfiction. But from what I've heard, it's the exact opposite, is that the publishing, the vast majority of books that are published are in the nonfiction world. And that fiction is a tough, tough market to break into. And that's only from what I've heard. It's not been my experience because I only write nonfiction.
What avenues have you found most successful in promoting your book?
Oh, television. Television, television, television. I really only have one real-time way of monitoring my sales, and that's my Amazon sales ranking. And I saw a definite spike in my sales ranking when I did a live television interview with a program that's on the Comcast network up in the Northeast. And for a couple of days, I saw increased sales, and the only way I can say that is that my sales ranking jumped very quickly on Amazon. And then after this last weekend on Book TV, it's amazing how far I've jumped from, I think at the beginning of the weekend, I was ranked 16,000, and I got up to 2,400 today. So, and so I can see that spike, and so I see immediate sales that are caused by television. And then I would say next would be radio. And then third would be the internet.
How can a site like WordTrip be more helpful to fledgling writers?
Oh. You know, that's like belonging to a fraternity in a college and asking how the fraternity can help you with your career. The most benefit that I see with WordTrip is that it is a means of getting support for writers. You know, writing is such a lonely task. Writing is such a discouraging field to get into because you get rejection after rejection after rejection after rejection. And, you know, you don't want to put your writing up there because you don't want somebody to tell you it's bad. But WordTrip allows writers to come together, share their work, and get encouragement from one another. And that's the thing that helps me the most and where I see it's of the most value. As far as to the outside world and actually marketing our works, maybe you could have a larger portion of the site that's a bookstore, you know, where you take all of the works that all of your members and maybe even some other works, and you put them on that bookstore and you make those works available to everybody on the internet.
Well, do you have any general advice for writers that you'd like to give beyond what we've already covered?
Oh, boy. Keep writing. Keep writing. That's all I can say. Just keep writing. And in the back of your head, remember that you're going to have to sell your writing. So start devising a plan to actually sell your writing. You know, find yourself an agent. Do what it takes to get that agent, to get your work in front of publishers. And that's just the beginning, because then after that you're going to have to get you have to sell your work to the world. But the most important thing is keep writing.
And where can we find your work?
Okay. My website is very simple. It's www.marinesinthegardenofeden.com. It's all one word. www.marinesinthegardenofeden.com. And let me just say one other thing. I don't want to get political in this, but on my site there is a page that are 10 ways that you can help our troops overseas. There are ways that you can send gift baskets. There's relief organizations like Navy Marine Corps Relief. There are relief organizations that help Marines, soldiers, and sailors that have been wounded when they come home. There's organizations that just help Marines acclimate back into the civilian world after they get out of the Corps. Please go to my site and see what you can do to help our troops overseas or the young men and women that have been fighting for this country.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Richard. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk to us and answer our questions. And hopefully everybody out there will go out and pick a copy up of your book. And I will have links to it in the show notes for people to go find it on Amazon.com and read reviews and synopsis and get all extra information about it.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, that concludes our interview with Richard Lauer, the author of Marines in the Garden of Eden, the battle for Nasiriyah. Like I said, there will be links in the show note to Amazon where you can purchase the book and to Richard's site. And I have to apologize to Richard for taking so long to get this podcast up. I had a hectic month and have not been able to get this edited back together to make up for my bad audio control when recording the phone conversation. And remember, it's the story, stupid.